Good morning. Today I have Mr. Dick Cantner, the SVDC at Indian River State College. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, Cheryl.
How does your role as a veteran relate to the work that you do with the SVDC?
Well, with my 11 years in the military as a fighter pilot, it's been very, very helpful to me to relate with folks, especially with gentlemen that may want something to do as far as government contracting is concerned. The same thing with an extensive background and training in weaponry. I have a client or two that is interested in manufacturing of firearms, and so we're very, very, very much equal, able to speak on the same sheet of music, so to speak. And also had a client that wanted to, was interested in starting an aviation company in Vero Beach, and my local congressman, Bill Posey, and one of his aides brought him to me to work with him a little bit at the time he was thinking of this project. So between the aviation concept, the military, and of course my background, which is very extensive, it has worked out very, very well to work, especially with the veteran folks. I guess I can say I've been there and done that, and they can relate to that, Cheryl.
Excellent. Are there any tips that you have for veterans in the state who are wanting to start businesses?
Yes, please get in touch with the folks that can help you. I was not aware of the SBDC when I left the corporate world in 1988 and started my first three companies, and I struggled for about a year and a half doing everything on my own, even with a typewriter back in those days. And had I found out later on about the SBDC and I see the things that we do today, boy, it could have saved me a tremendous amount of frustration, time, work, and effort. It's just a blessing in disguise with no charge allowed. And once folks find out about us, they come to realize that we're certainly able to make a contribution to their venture.
How did you find out about the SBDC?
Well, that's an excellent question. Let's just say that some friends had suggested that I look into education. And, of course, I was certified to teach here at the Indian River State College in Vero Beach. And then an opening came up for Small Business Development Center for a certified business analyst. And thinking like, gee, 20 years in a $400 million specialty steel company, 19 and a half years starting, running, owning, and operating my own five companies, and 11 years as a fighter pilot, I thought that would make a good combination to assist folks that looking for the how, what, why, where, and when of starting their own new venture. And it has been a blessing that I did have all of that training and experience to work with folks today. I don't have all of their answers, but I have a good many of them. And the ones that I don't know, I'm sure to call on my fellow colleagues to get those answers to assist our veterans.
Excellent. Well, I know we're very happy that we have you. I think you're a diamond in the rough there for us.
Thank you. I just follow that golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And as long as we're able to offer these services at, for the most part, no charge, we will be here to help help our clients, veterans or civilians.
Excellent. Do you see any hot topics or trends within small business development right now?
Yeah, with so many government regulations, it's tougher and tougher to get financing. I have talked with some bankers that do some SBA lending, and they have reduced greatly the availability of funds. That has been an issue, but we're working our best to overcome that with folks. And again, as far as I'm concerned, being a veteran, and you know there's a lot of tough work to be done. And you can see many folks come in, and when you explain to them the many, many facets of what must be required before you open your doors, a lot of folks will just decide that is too much work for me. I'd rather just work for someone else. But as a veteran, you have gone through a lot of extensive training, perhaps combat, many, many situation schools that have taught you to really, really plug and work hard. And I try to tell them it was the same thing in the military, Ranger School, Flight School. You really got to want it. If not, you wash out of the class. And I tell folks it's the same thing with your business. You really got to want this. It's not just a flippant thing that, well, we may look into it. But if you're going to pursue it, you must make a total commitment. At least I did back in 1988, and it was the only way that helped me get those companies, 3 in 88 and 2 in 1998, up and running and successful. So mm-hmm. I just tell the folks, you really have to want what you're doing it. And if you're having some second thoughts and whatnot, we'll talk about that and decide which is the best way to go for the client.
Yeah, sounds good. Dick, I really want to thank you so much for being able to spend some time with us today and let us talk with you for a bit. Do you have any parting words that you would like to share?
Yes, you've served your country, and now your country is here to help you very, very much. If you're interested at all in starting any kind of a business venture of any nature, please get in touch with someone with the Small Business Development Center. They are more than happy to assist you. And believe me, you will be very, very surprised at the fine, outstanding training that those folks have had. They're able to assist the veterans. And, of course, there are many, many veterans in the SBDC who can say, we've been there, we've done that, sir or madam. We're here to help you now, and welcome home.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
You can subscribe to the Florida SBDC Network podcast from the iTunes Store and follow us on Twitter @FloridaSBDCN. Thank you.